Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news. Two people are dead after a crash overnight in Wendell. WRAL's Michael Grace is in the Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned in the last few hours.
And we're waking up to showers again this morning. No thunder and lightning like we saw yesterday, but I'll show you the timeline for rain as we work our way through a Friday.
Plus, Alec Murdoch has been convicted for the murders of his wife and son. How much prison time he could face when he is sentenced this morning. It'll be a busy morning ahead. It's 4:30 right now. It's kind of a rinse and repeat morning from yesterday right into our Friday. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. It seems like the rainy mornings seem to be a thing now, right? But a little less lightning this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. But a swath of rain that we're seeing moving across the area.
You know, it's fortunate that we don't have to deal with the thunder and lightning that we did yesterday. But we'll still have rain out there that's going to cause some additional accidents this morning. So just be prepared for that. There may be a few pockets where that rainfall is a little bit heavier, but generally it's going to be fairly light. It was raining when I walked in the door, and it was pretty light, and it's going to be patchy this morning. We'll zoom into the Triangle area, and you can see, again, just a few scattered showers here around Wake County, Durham County, back over to Pittsburgh, some showers, and we'll continue to see this really across pretty much the entire viewing area. Let's walk through future cast for you this morning. We're going to continue to see these showers rolling through. There's 9 a.m. with scattered light rain. Once we get past lunchtime, we may see a little bit of a break. You can see the coverage is a little lighter between, say, noon and 3, but our cold front will come through this evening, and when it does, it'll bring us a chance of some scattered storms. Watch right there at 9 o'clock. You can see this line of thunderstorms. There is a chance that that will bring us some scattered storms that could produce some wind damage. There it is at 11 o'clock, moving across the viewing area. 59 is our temperatures. You're heading outside. It is wet, and it is going to be a breezy day today, especially once we get past lunchtime. Those winds will really start to pick up, even outside of any thunderstorms. This morning, our temperatures are warm. Mid-50s in the north at 61 in Fayetteville, 59 in Clinton, 57 in Goldsboro. And we're going to see our temperatures really jumping this evening. Watch how quickly we go from 50s all the way to nearly 70 at 5 o'clock. All this clears out tonight. We have a pretty weekend in our forecast. I'll show you the temperatures coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news we've been following from overnight. Two people are dead after a crash in Wendell. WRAL's Michael Grace is in the breaking news tracker at the Wendell Police Department with what we've been able to gather here in the last few hours. Michael.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. The scene for this crash just wrapped up at around 2:30. This all happened right after 10:30 last night on Wendell Boulevard near Eagle Rock Road. And this was a horrific scene when you see these two cars. I want to get you to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of this scene. This is around 1:30, and you can see just how extensive this damage was. That SUV actually flipped over and had the entire right side of it completely destroyed. The other car, that sedan type car, you could see how caved in it is. The entire left door on the other side as well, that was off. And so this cleanup took the crew a very long time. And right now we don't have any other information besides the fact that two people are dead. There's going to be multiple agencies doing their own investigation on this crash. State troopers will take this case next. And until all those agencies are done with their investigation, that is when we'll get some more information as to how this crash happened. But again, a very horrific scene when you see that. The cleanup took a very long time for that crew. But we'll keep you updated if we hear anything out of this investigation. Live in Wendell, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
If you're driving to or around the state fairgrounds in Raleigh, get ready for some big changes starting this weekend. NCDOT is closing the intersection of Hillsborough Street at Blue Ridge Road as part of a bigger construction plan. Crews will be working to run Blue Ridge under Hillsborough, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road. The goal is to make that busy intersection safer, especially for special events at the state fairgrounds or at PNC Arena. Plan to use Western Boulevard or Edwards Mill Road for a detour. It will take months for that work to be completed.
I think if people just bear with us and be patient, they'll see an improved roadway that gets them to where they want to go in a safer fashion. And that's our goal.
The closure was supposed to start Saturday, but NCDOT says the rain may push that back to Sunday night.
A Nash County 8-year-old killed last month will be laid to rest today. Crystal Lane died February 7th. Her grandmother is charged in her death. Her funeral will be held in Columbia, South Carolina at Zion Mill Creek Baptist Church. In a post on Facebook, Commissioner Gwen Wilkins asked the public to observe a moment of silence at 11 a.m. That's the time she'll be laid to rest. An investigation is currently underway into the abuse that ultimately led to Lane's homicide. We'll learn more this morning about a plan that could change North Carolina's coastline. Governor Roy Cooper will speak at 9 a.m. at a conference in Durham about our state's investment in offshore wind energy. Earlier this week, the State Department of Commerce entered an agreement with Denmark to work together on this. Three offshore wind sites are already in development, about 20 miles off the coast. Supporters say it will help our state reach its clean energy targets and create jobs. Some have expressed concern about impacts to coastal wildlife and tourism.
An investigation is underway in Goldsboro after someone brought a dead 5-year-old child to the emergency room. Cause of death is not known as of this morning. Officers were called to UNC Health Wayne around 3 Thursday afternoon. That's when they found the child. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers.
Much of Texas is dealing with damage left behind from severe storms that rolled through last night. In Little Elm, a meat market there was significantly damaged. The awning of a store collapsed, damaging cars that were parked out front. So far, no word of injuries. In Sherman, Texas, golf ball-sized hail slammed into cars and covered the ground in some neighborhoods. And in Tioga, Texas, there were reports of a possible tornado.
Former South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh will be sentenced this morning after being convicted of murdering his wife and son. He faces 30 years to life in prison without parole for each murder charge. Video this morning shows the moments he was taken out of the courthouse. The jury deliberated for less than 3 hours Thursday before finding Murdaugh guilty of 2 counts of murder. Prosecutors have indicated they will seek life in prison without possibility of parole. In a separate case yet to go to trial, he faces 99 separate charges for alleged financial crimes.
WRAL has obtained 911 calls from the deadly shooting near Hillside High School in Durham last month. One caller said they heard at least 10 shots fired from the American Tobacco Trail and saw one of the shooters wearing all black clothing. Another caller said a different shooter was wearing a blue shirt and blue jeans, and they saw teenagers wearing backpacks. One person witnessed a group of people and claimed they were shooting at the caller. Take a listen to two of these calls, including someone with a victim.
Two ran towards the trail, and then one ran to the right. Yeah, they looked like all teenagers. It was a shooting out on the trail. Somebody got shot. Burn the ambulance quick. Please, he bleeding bad.
Let him know that help is already on the way, okay?
17-year-old Anthony Feaster, a Hillside High School student, died in the hospital after that shooting. A 15-year-old student was also shot and has since been released from the hospital.
California Highway Patrol was on the scene in Malibu, where a large rock was blocking the road when more rocks came falling from above. What a sight. No one was injured, thankfully. No word on what caused the rocks to fall, but Southern California has been hit with rain, wind, and snow for close to a week.
4:38 right now. Slowly but surely, more people are going back to work in person. Coming up, we'll show you some of the things businesses and other organizations are doing to get more people working downtown.
And we'll tell you about an opportunity to vacation in the middle of the ocean for a few days.
Another rainy morning here on our Friday. We'll check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to see when these storms will clear out.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42 and we're waking up to rain showers again this morning. Yesterday we had thunder and lightning to start the day. We're not looking at that, but there's some pockets where the rain is a little bit heavier down here in the Sandhills, not too far from Sanford, getting ready to lift on up into Chatham County out of Warren County. Otherwise, we're just looking at some light scattered showers. We'll zoom in here. And again, you can see that just that little area of yellow lifting from north of Carthage back up to just south of Siler City and to the west of Sanford. So we'll see that moving up across our area today. Here's a look at Sanford. You can see it is wet out there. Streets are wet almost everywhere this morning, but the rain isn't heavy still. It doesn't take a whole lot of rain to create a very messy morning commute. So scattered showers, grab the umbrella. Temperatures are on the mild side in the 50s as you're stepping out the door. We'll stay in the 50s all the way until lunchtime. And then it looks like we're going to see the warm front moving north of us, and temperatures should start to climb into the upper 60s to around 70 later on today. We should also see a break in the rain this afternoon, but this evening we have that potential for some scattered thunderstorms. Some of those could be strong to severe. I'll show you when those arrive coming up.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, NASA's SpaceX crew docked with the International Space Station earlier this morning. This is the welcoming ceremony as they arrived. The Dragon capsule docked about 1:40 this morning. The crew concluded their one-day trip after launching from Florida early yesterday. The team will spend 6 months in space conducting experiments and carrying out routine maintenance on the space station. They'll be taking over duties from four members of the Crew 5 team. They have been at the International Space Station since October of last year.
Love seeing that. Welcome. Michelle, thank you. Norfolk Southern continues to apologize to the village of East Palestine, Ohio, for the train derailment and its resulting chemical spill. The wreck and the resulting leak has since spawned health concerns in that community. An executive spoke to a crowd during a town hall last night and was met with pushback. That executive said the company was planning to clean up the site and get rid of the contamination, but that could be easier said than done. Officials are still trying to understand the extent of exposure. The CDC says it will take their team about 3 weeks to get a complete picture on the risk of chemical exposures to people living there.
Walgreens will no longer sell abortion medication, even in states where abortion is legal. Republican attorney generals in 20 states sent Walgreens a letter last month warning the company that they would take legal action if they distributed the medication. Walgreens has since responded to each of the attorney generals, saying they would not dispense medication abortion in those states. North Carolina is not included on that list, but South Carolina and Georgia are. The group of attorney generals also sent letters to CVS, Rite Aid, Albertsons, Costco, Kroger, and Walmart.
Businesses in downtown Raleigh are slowly encouraging workers to come back to the office. Many companies still have staff working on a work from home or a hybrid basis. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance says getting workers back in person will take time. Right now, more than 88% of office space in the area is leased. Not all of it is being used.
We were probably pre-pandemic somewhere in the 90s of occupancy, so it's leasing, right, versus now being in the upper 80s. On utilization, there's definitely still a gap. I mean, there's no question about that.
A return to the office also means more customers for local restaurants. Experts say a growing number of residential units will help as well. Right now, there's more than 2,000 units under construction. Thousands more are likely on the way.
ExxonMobil is being sued after several nooses were found hanging at a facility in Louisiana. The suit alleges Exxon was aware of multiple complaints over hangman's nooses on its complex in Baton Rouge, but did not investigate. At least five were supposedly found at the facility between January and December of 2020. An ExxonMobil spokesperson says the company did investigate, but did not find evidence of discrimination.
A federal judge has ruled a racial discrimination lawsuit against the NFL can now go to trial. Former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores accuses the league of only hiring small percentages of black coaches, among other discriminatory hiring practices. The NFL responded, saying diversity and inclusion make us a better organization. We recognize there's more work to be done, and we are deeply committed to doing it. The next pretrial conference is set for March 24th.
The momentum created by the NHL Stadium Series event in Raleigh continues. WREL has learned the NHL plans to air a one-hour special on its YouTube channel, taking people behind the scenes of all the game day action from when they were here. It'll be released next week on March 7th. As you remember, the Stadium Series is just a huge economic boost for our area. Smashed NHL records for ticket and merchandise sales.
A woman in Ukraine is rescuing wild animals in Kyiv as the war continues. Natalia Popova created a shelter for big cats like lions, tigers, and even a leopard abandoned during the war. She founded her shelter in 2018, so far has saved over 600 animals, including foxes, birds, and lemurs. She says many zoo animals and pets were left behind without food or water. Several required medical treatment. Some are suffering from shell shock. Popova believes every life is important.
A vacation at the Outer Banks sounds pretty good, right? How about a trip miles away from shore in the middle of the ocean? You'll recognize this, maybe, the Frying Pan Tower. Well, the owner is raffling off a free weekend getaway at the tower for up to four people. It includes a trip out to the tower, a fishing trip, scuba diving, a whole lot of stargazing. The owner is taking entries through the end of May.
Sign me up, especially with all the Outer Banks sunrises. It is 4:48 now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Probably won't see much of a sunrise with all the clouds and some of the rain out there.
But tomorrow's might be much, much better. We are looking at a nice dry and a really pretty weekend ahead. But of course, this morning is wet again. It does look like we'll dry out a little bit this afternoon. But don't be surprised, because we're looking at a very late night line of thunderstorms that'll come through. Here's what's happening right now. Just some isolated showers across the region. It's becoming a little more steady right here around Raleigh and Apex, up toward Durham and Chapel Hill, back toward Pittsburgh. There is a little heavier band here. There's no thunder or lightning with that, but that's slipping past Sanford, heading up toward Pittsburgh. But again, what you'll see out there this morning, there might be a pocket or two where it's heavier, but most of this is going to be fairly light. But we have seen rain spread across much of the area overnight, so roads are going to be wet in many places. You can see just some light patchy rain from here all the way out until around lunchtime. And then after lunchtime, we get a little bit of a break, especially from, say, 3 o'clock on through the evening commute. So here's 5 o'clock. There may even be a little bit of sunshine that pokes through between, say, 3 and 5, 6 o'clock or so. And then at 7, we begin to watch the thunderstorms developing back to our west. At 9 o'clock, the line is just west of the viewing area. It comes right through the triangle or the middle of the viewing area around 10 to 11, and then it pushes east of the viewing area completely right around midnight. So this is going to be something, you know, everybody's kind of settled in. You figure it's all over, and bam, we get hit by that line of thunderstorms. It's going to be much more severe back to the west. It's a level 3 risk across parts of Kentucky and Tennessee. And then in the mountains, it's a level 2 risk. For us, it's a level 1 risk. So tornadoes much more likely back to the west. We don't have much of a tornado threat here, but we could see some heavy rainfall and possibly some damaging winds with that last line that comes through. In the meantime, we're just dealing with a wet but fairly mild morning. Temperatures are close to 60 right now. We'll hold it in the 50s, though, for much of the morning, all the way up to lunchtime. While we'll continue to have some showers, it's going to hold our temperatures down in a lot of places into the 50s. It is 61 in Fayetteville and 60 in Clinton right now, but everybody else checking in the 50s this morning. Late this afternoon, our temperatures will bump up as the warm front comes through. 78 in Fayetteville, upper 60s in the Triangle, around 60 in South Hill. We do have some breezy conditions in our forecast, especially later on. As we get closer to that front this evening, our wind speeds will start to go up. We'll be gusting 25 to 30 later on this afternoon. Once we get past today, it's going to be a pretty weekend. We'll have that line of storms that comes through tonight, and we wake up to bright skies on Saturday, Sunday looking pretty. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s. Notice it is going to be chilly on Sunday morning, 41. It's been a while since it's been that cool. We see some of the warmest temperatures dissipating or moving out briefly, but then we get more warmth that rolls right back in over the weekend. So we're 60s Saturday and Sunday, and then 70s Monday and Tuesday. By Thursday, we start to see a change in the pattern with temperatures closer to normal.
Elizabeth, thanks. A photographer captured the moments an endangered whale was spotted off our coast. We'll show you the amazing shots next.
One of Joe Montana's jerseys just sold for a record amount. We'll reveal how much.
Today, lawyers are volunteering their time to take your questions. 5 on Your Side's Keely Arthur has preview of WREL's Attorneys on Call.
In just a few hours, legal experts will fill this WREL lobby, giving you free legal advice. And the people here is really just the tip of the iceberg. Hundreds more will be in other parts of the state working remotely to answer your calls. This event is the North Carolina Bar Association's way to give back to the people of our state. And you can call for so many different topics: housing, family matters, financial situations, even criminal law. Now, this event is going to last 8 hours, but I would recommend calling as soon as our phone lines open. You might have to wait a little bit, but it's okay. Pack your patience. These legal experts have a goal of reaching 10,000 callers today, and I think they'll do it. Keely Arthur, Five on Your Side.
And here's the number to call when those phone lines open at 11 a.m. Grab a pen and piece of paper, 919-891-9779. We will also be scrolling that number on the bottom of your screen later today.
Incredible photos right here showing the moments an endangered North Atlantic whale was spotted right off our coast. North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher shared these shots, captured by a photographer, posted to Instagram. The whale breached in the waters off Carolina Beach on Sunday. Experts say the coastal Cape Fear area to below Cape Canaveral, Florida, right in that area, is a critical calving habitat for these whales. Beautiful. The jersey worn by former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Joe Montana in two Super Bowl victories was just auctioned for $1.2 million. That is now the record amount paid for a football jersey at auction. The previous record was for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey Tom Brady wore in 2021, which sold for $480,000.
It is 4:56 on your Friday. Another rainy start coming up in a few minutes. We'll check in with Nye Harden, who is in the WREL Storm Tracker, to see how the roads are looking for your morning commute.
And breaking news this morning, two people are dead after a crash overnight in Wendell. WREL's Michael Grace is in the Breaking News Tracker with what we have learned in the last few hours.
And if your commute takes you through Raleigh around the fairgrounds, get ready for some big changes starting this weekend. What you need to know about the project starting on Hillsborough Street and Blue Ridge Road.